Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, January 4th, 2006, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's great. I mean, it's really great to be back. We've been off for about a week and a half now. No specific reason other than it was just a Christmas, New Year's holiday, and we just like to go away for a little bit. So if anybody out there has been trying to email us, contact us, we've been very neglectful about getting back. So if there's anything important right now, we're going to start paying attention again to this stuff. So, drop us a line. We'll be back.
Yeah. Plus, we got a new puppy, so we've been kind of busy.
That's right. And also, we're very excited about 2006. The way we see it, this is a very pivotal year in this country. We have the midterm elections, or should we say selections.
Right.
And even though we don't put a lot of faith in who they put in Washington, D.C.
Correction, any faith.
Yeah, it's still good to see what's going on down there and the way they're moving things forward.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, we still have this disaster in Iraq. And, you know, they had those elections over there a few weeks ago, Lisa, over in Iraq. And they're saying, well, we're going to teach the Iraqi people about democracy and freedom and how to govern themselves. And just today I heard on the radio, 52 more people killed in some kind of explosion or bombing.
They're teaching them all, right? They're teaching them about death and destruction.
Yeah.
And I think they've learned that lesson pretty well.
On top of that, we have Iran. And more every day I see reports, United States set to attack Iran, Israel set to attack Iran, and on. So this is a pivotal year for our country.
In other words, the fight is still on, and we have quite a battle, a long uphill battle ahead of us.
It most certainly is. And as you'll see in a few minutes here, we're visited over the last couple of days by Patriot Jim Kushua. Now, he received the Wing TV Award for 2005 as Activist of the Year.
Right.
And you'll hear him talking about not only the events that he attended last year, the things that he went through up in New York City, in Washington, D.C., here at Penn State, but also he protests almost every weekend down in Tampa, Florida, where he lives. And this guy goes through some crap.
We've seen a lot of it. But not all of it.
I mean, he'll be down there, he'll say people are throwing eggs at him.
Yeah.
On the street corner.
Rotten eggs.
Yeah. The next week, he's out there again, holding up his sign, yelling, protesting, letting people know that we have to do more. So you don't really get the full gist of Patriot Jim Kushua from watching him on Wing TV. You have to see him live and in action.
But this is somebody who really feels deeply about what he's doing. He really believes in what he's doing, and he knows that what he's doing is right.
Yeah.
And I wish to God there were thousands more people like Jim Kushua in that sense.
Because he doesn't just say these things in front of the camera.
Right.
Because we were with him for all of yesterday and a good part of the day before.
He lives it.
He lives it every day. This is what his life has become, is he wants to save America. He wants to do what's right, and he's setting an example for all of us by doing
this. He's trying his damnedest to reach all of you with the same message and convey how important the gravity of this situation and why we need you to come out there with us and be a part of this fight.
So as you can tell, activism is going to be another big part of 2006 for Wing TV, and we already have scheduled for this year. We've been planning what we want to do. Well, in our local county here, the federal government is forcing our county commissioners to get away with our current form of voting, which is the punch ballots.
Right, which they want to switch it.
Yeah, and these work perfectly well. Nobody has any complaints in this county, but the federal government is forcing, through their economic blackmail, us to get rid of the punch ballots and put in electronic voting. So that's going to be one of the first protests we do here locally.
Right.
Is we're going to go down there and say, we don't want these electronic voting machines. And secondly, of all the options they're given to county commissioners, none of them have the printout receipt.
Right.
So there's no way to verify who anyone's voting
for. And we've already provided some of the county commissioners with the vote scam information in the past 2 years. So we're going to be revisiting that issue in a very visible way here in State College.
That's right. Also, we're going to travel out to Ohio this spring. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out to Kent State for the anniversary of that event. We're also undoubtedly going to go to the White House again this year, hold up our controlled demolition banner, put it in their face.
We have two banners now.
Two of them. That's right. And we're going to put it in their face and say at least some people know what happened on 9/11. We're also going to be at Ground Zero. We're going to devote an entire show here in the near future of what we want everyone in the Patriot community and the alternative media to do to get the word out. And in the near future, also tomorrow, we're going to talk about Flight 93, another thing we did over the break.
Yeah, it wasn't all playing with the puppy.
That's right, as we put together this book. It's called Phantom Flight 93, the Shanksville Flight 93 hoax. And folks, we blew the lid open. We blew the lid open on Flight 93. We know what happened now.
When you read this, you're going to see it in a whole new way. And I think it's going to connect a lot of dots that weren't connected before.
Yeah, and we're going to touch upon it much, much more. This information, it's so mind-blowing. And there's just so much more. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Then on Friday, we have our big interview with Mr. Carl Schwartz.
Yep.
And I spoke to Carl about an hour before the show today. Everything's set. And he told me on the phone, he says, he's not pulling any punches. He's not holding anything back. And I says, Carl, either are we. So what we're going to try to do is find out who Carl Schwartz the man is. And we gave him the Wing TV Award for 2005 for Enigma of the Year. And he actually liked that award. He actually thanked us for giving him that award. And he seems to be the biggest enigma maybe of all of them out there, doesn't he?
The thing is, we don't need an enigma for a president.
That's right. So we're going to get through. We're going to try to make everything transparent and see who this guy is. Because over the last couple years, there's been more inquiries to Wing TV about Carl Schwartz. Is this guy for real or not? So tomorrow we're going to take a look at that. Also, as we said, if you have any emails now, we've been pretty neglectful of that over the Christmas break. But, you know, if there's anything that's hot off the wire.
Even on a little break from Wing TV, there aren't enough hours in the day to get everything done that we'd like to get done. Yeah. But we also are going to be revisiting the USS Liberty issue.
Yes.
We're going to have a couple more guests on this month and a couple more in February. On that subject, so we're looking forward to that.
And also, last night we were up to about 1:30 in the morning. Penn State wins over Florida
State.
What
a game.
In the Orange Bowl. This game took almost 5 hours to complete, triple overtime.
We thought we were going to have to cook breakfast and still be watching it.
I almost had 3 nervous breakdowns during that game.
It was out.
So intense. It was Lisa and me, and then Patriot Jim was there watching.
We were all kind of flipping out.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. We had all the animals on the couch and around us, and it played out, and I'd be jumping off the couch and yelling, all the animals would be scared.
Talk about a roller coaster ride.
Oh, my God.
And turns.
But then, and see, we didn't want to get real heavy today, but as soon as the game was over, like we said, it was almost 5 hours in length. The players on the field were beat up.
We were beat up.
The fans were beat up. We were beat up. So we're sitting there on the couch afterwards, and we're just stunned. It was just, we're emotionally drained. The ABC News comes on, and they talk about the 12 miners that were alive. And we're like, this is great. Penn State wins the game. Only one miner died. 12 of them are still alive. It's a miracle. What a fantastic night.
But you see, this is a classic, a perfect example of how the mainstream media jumps on this sensationalizing of a story without checking out whether it's even true.
Yep.
And then they report it.
12 miners found alive. See, that's today's newspaper. 12 miners found alive. Well, as everybody knows, these miners are dead. And how many times did we talk about it last year, Lisa, with the or with the alternative media jumping to conclusions, sensationalizing, trying to be the one that scoops everybody else and gets the lead?
And the result is
shabby journalism.
They discredit themselves again, and they give more agony and grief to these people who were on a roller coaster ride of a very different sort last night, thinking that these men were alive and then finding out later that they're not. And there's no excuse for that kind of journalistic crap.
Yeah. Here, these people thought the worst. They were devastated. They thought everyone was dead. Then they're told that they're all alive. They're singing religious songs. They're laughing and joking and saying it's
joyful,
a miracle.
Right.
Joyful. And then they're told, oops, we made a mistake. 12 are dead. Only one's
now
alive.
Think about it.
Unbelievable.
The resources that the mainstream media has at their disposal is it even excusable or justifiable in any way that they would get this story wrong? The magnitude of their error is beyond comprehension. There's no excuse.
Yeah, they should burn for what they did, and there is no excuse. Finally, since we're speaking to the mainstream media, we want to enact something here on Wing TV where we can infiltrate the mainstream media,
right.
the live call-in shows, and in all
and
honesty,
and
the alternative media too. And you know, here's one thing that we're talking about the last few days is we're out here now. It's January 4th. We're going to go now straight through the year again, kicking ass, trying to get everything done that needs to be done, but we need your help. If you care about America, if you care about making things right, we can't do everything ourselves. We want to enact these programs,
right.
but we need your participation
and
help.
And it's going to mean you have to do this. Roll your sleeves up. And I guess we've been characterized as being belligerent by some people. But you know what? It's not a tea party.
That's right.
It's time to take our elbows and put them where they need to be and just go straight forward.
Yeah. It's not a popularity contest. And if you're afraid, email us and say, Victor and Lisa.
I'm a coward.
Yep.
I'm afraid.
We're afraid.
I can't do anything.
So we'll just sit behind our computer, and that's all we'll do.
Right.
And if you let us know that, then we'll write you off. We know it. And
In other words, don't email us to criticize when you're not doing a damn thing.
Yeah, we need your help. We need the good people.
If you're too chicken to get out there and do something, then move out of the way and let the people that aren't go forward and do something.
That's who we're talking to. We started off last year coming out on Wing TV and said, our New Year's resolution is no more illusions. And did we prove it last year?
Yeah,
there's no more illusions. And this year we're going to double that. If there's people that are politicians in the mainstream media or the alternative media that are doing things that aren't up to expectations, that aren't the right thing, we're coming out here and we're calling them on it.
Right, and we urged everyone to rejuvenate and regroup over the holidays, take some time off, get your energy up, refocus. But now we're back and we've got to start getting down to the ground, put our nose to the ground and get back to business.
Yeah, it's time to start fighting again. So I just want to say that in the 2006, I'm very excited about this year. There's nobody I'd rather spend this year and all the years in the future with than Lisa Giuliani. When you hear Patriot Jim talking, he has great words to say about her. She's filled with fire. She's smart. She's a fighter. And when we're up there at Ground Zero and down in D.C., there's nobody I'd rather have at my side than her.
So
we hope to see all of you out
there. We hope to see you there,
too. And let us know what you think. Next week, we're going to have the Wing TV Viewer's Choice Awards. We had 189 of our awards. So of everything we got, we're picking out the top 11. So if you still have an idea, we might be able to fit it in there. But that way we're going to make it an even 200. So without further ado, here comes Patriot Jim Kujua. And then after that is a song he selected for the photo gallery, Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival. So we'll be back tomorrow with Phantom Flight 93. And on Friday, Mr. Carl Schwartz. Until then, keep your eyes open because there is a lot still
going
in 2006 going on. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
Hi. Victor Jim, Kujua, Tampa, Florida. How you doing? I'm here at Wing TV today. First of all, I want to start off with the acknowledgement of the award that Wing TV gave me a couple of weeks ago, Activist of the Year. I appreciate that very much. And that's all based on what I did in 2005, you know. I mean, I'm no hero here. I just do what I have to do, you know, because it's the right thing to do. The first protest we started out, I started out with, and I joined Victor and Lisa, who was at Penn State. What an affair that was. I would say about 1,000 people showed up for that. And if you don't know, if you haven't met Lisa Giuliani, what you see on the telecast, what you hear on the audio, that's the way she is. I mean, she's fiery. She's out there. I mean, I tell you, she was like a machine gun with her, you know, her rants and everything else. A lot of people are saying, well, Bush can't hear it. Yeah, well, I think he did. You know, Lisa was on top of her game that day. And then next thing we hooked up on was in D.C., Washington, D.C. This was the D.C. convergence. That was a ballistic time for me. I couldn't believe what happened there. I came to that place to protest. And when I got there, Well, that's not what happened. I mean, they more or less stayed in the bushes there in the park and stayed there, you know, and that's all they concentrated on. But I was there to protest, and I did that. And I talked to the Secret Service, and I accomplished that goal. And later on, after Lisa and Victor were covering the event, we brought the banner, their banner down to the front of the White House and stuck it right in front of the Bush White House, making a statement. You know, we know what you bastards did. Simple as that. That's the statement we made. And it takes raw guts and courage, and we did it. And it was no big deal. And six of us did it. And that's kind of disappointing. Got more people doing that. Next was Ground Zero. Intense, really intense. We were nervous going in. And I was in there 5 minutes. 5 minutes now. That's all. 5 minutes. They jumped on me, you know, like a fly on shit. I mean, really. You know, the guy shows his badge and says, "This is a weapon. You got a stick. You can't have it here." You know, and he takes, I'm following this guy, yelling at him, and I've been threatened to arrest 3 times already now during this time because I'm following this guy. Another guy comes up, and I inadvertently touched him. No big deal. I was being friendly in a way. He touched me again, you're arrested. And that kind of thing. So right off the bat, I was pissed off. You know, that just ignited me. Not good. I didn't want to go in that direction because I knew the sensitive part of this demonstration with the victims' families being there. I had to be careful with that. And I slowed down with the help of Lisa and Victor. I even yelled at them, you know, the police state. Yeah, you ought to see, it was just a madhouse. I mean, I was totally ballistic. But we settled down. They settled me down well, and we got control, and we did what we had to do. We cleaned out the box of our videos and our literature we had, and the job was accomplished. And we left on our terms, which I mean is they had a couple agents. I believe their agent on a bike come in there and destroyed our banner. But no, they're not going to chase us away. We didn't back down. We stayed where we stayed put and left on our terms. Well, after I got home from New York City, I started to, I got involved in Tampa here. We got to see what's going on in Tampa. Tampa is a hotbed of right-wing military action, simple as that. I mean, you got MacDill Air Force Base with the Central Command running the Iraqi war. You got the defense contractors down here in Lockheed Martin. So everybody depends on the government. Suppose that. So it's a tough nut to crack. You're trying to be a protester down there to change people's minds. I started to align myself with the anti-war group down there. They were holding protests every Saturday night. I said, well, I'll join them as a group. Lock of protection, you know, I mean, it's always nice to have a group of people to cover your ass. You never know, they had video going, you know, any kind of altercation you might have with the police. This helps when you've got to go to court, you know, things like that. But after a while, I was the only person really talking about 9/11. I would come on show my signs and try to be outspoken with that, but I was sort of feeling kind of, wait a minute. I don't know. I try to tell these people, 9/11 is more. I say it's more important. It is important. It's a crux issue. It's probably more important than the Iraqi war. And one of the things I kept on telling them, I said, if you think that Bush and Cheney are lying about the Iraq war and the weapons of mass destruction, how can you be so idiotic to think they're telling the truth about 9/11? I mean, that's the question I asked them. How can you think that? And a lot of them, it's so hideous of a crime. You know, I can't believe they did. You know, that kind of denial. That's all it is. They can't believe it. Well, I said, believe it. You know, and I pass out my videos and my literature says, believe it. Keep an open mind. Go home and read this stuff over. And maybe you're protesting the wrong thing. You ever think about that? That's the thing I asked them, you know. And then a couple of times, I got one point. I says, okay, I'm just going to look at these guys. I mean, I'm out there. This is a corner. It was in Palm Harbor. And Palm Harbor is a very bushy country. just talk about right wing. And I'm out in the corner there. And people are coming in, they come into the stop sign, and stop light, and they stop, you know, and I just let them have it. I top of my lungs, 9/11, inside job, controlled demolitions, just on and on and on. Well, these punks turn around, they let me have it, eggs. You know, that's part of the deal. I've been through that before. 30 years ago, it was, it was worse than that, but eggs, they threw me 3 eggs at me, and, we had them afterwards. We talked to the police and, filed a report and all that jazz. I wasn't even bothered with it, but, you know, it's justice has to be served, and, you know, we were in our right to do that, and they can't get away with it, simple as that. You know, we're law-abiding people, and we think the law should be, now laws are there, and they should be followed. 2006 should be interesting. To me, 2006 is going to be a pivotal year. And I tell you one thing, you go to D.C. and Ground Zero, and you get a pitiful amount of people there. I don't want to see this anymore. This has to stop. You got to heed the call when Wing TV and when anybody asks you to come out and protest. You got to kick ass and come out. Let me tell you, I come across a statement today, an email somebody sent me. It's time for people to stop being afraid. Let me just read this. Of what the government might do if they protest. And understand what the government will do if they don't. They'll run over top of you. And they are. You can't allow that. You can't allow that to happen. You got to take a damn stand. You know? I was talking to Lisa and Victor the other day about this. You know? Jesus took the stand. You know, Jesus took a stand. He got off the donkey in Jerusalem, went to the money changers' tables, and destroyed them. You guys can't do this. I will not tolerate this. That's who we are. That's the Jesus you got to follow. That's the Jesus we wanted. You want to take a stand. You know, we are part of God. We are part of Jesus. We can't wait till the rapture or whatever, and, you know, things like that, and let Jesus and God take it. We are part of that. So we got to help them along the way while we're on this earth. You know, I hate to be mad about it, but hey, I'm going to rile you guys up out there. You got to, I mean, you watch this show day in and day out, every week. You know, you just can't watch Wing TV or these other shows and think that's enough. It's not enough. Really, it's not enough. You know, I want to see you out there. I want to meet you people out there, these protests, and I want you to be mad when you come out there, not be mad, like Lisa Victor says, be mamby-pamby about things, you know. You got to take a no-nonsense report, approach and stick it to them. You got to get in your face. You know, a lot of times, let me tell you something. We had a 9/11 forum down there. Jimmy Walter put on. You might have heard about it. It was a great event. And I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, talking this and talking that after a press conference and all that. And people mentioned me about Wing TV being belligerent and people that kind of style of activism. Well, I'll tell you one thing, that style of activism works. You can't just lay back and sit around and wait for things to happen. You got to get in their face because time is running out. You just can't nudge people and hope for the best. You got to take it to them. You really got to take it to them. And I don't know what else I can tell you. I mean, what I can impress upon you, you have to heed the call. Lisa and Victor at Wing TV are going to have some campaigns coming up in 2006. The talk show campaign, you might have heard about already. And get involved. You know, get involved. Get on that damn phone and start calling these people. People they get on their list, you know, at the talk shows. You got to get out in the mainstream. And that's our goal, is the mainstream has to be ignited with this and catch fire. And, you know, in a protest. They tell you to come to, you know, please come to Ground Zero. They mean it. You know, they're not just saying it for the help. They want you to come to Ground Zero. You know, be part. We want to be 20 people. We want to have 2,000 people, 3,000 people, 5,000 people, 10,000 people. Many it takes. You know? And don't be scared of causing any problems and being afraid. Like I just told you, you can't be afraid. You know, if you're afraid, they'll just walk over top of you. And that's what they want. And we can't be. And, you know, because this is it. This is, time's running out. This is it. If you read the Bilderberg's book, at least the Victor had on, and Jim Tucker, American Free Press, it's all spelled out there. These guys, their agenda, you know, they're behind schedule. And they're more bolder than they were before because people don't give a shit. They know that. People don't give a shit. You know, they got it all figured out, and they do it the way they want to, and that's the way it is. But if we stand up to them, and I talk about violence, you know, one of the things we discussed down there at the forum, we had 100 people down there who didn't know shit about this, and start right away, you know, they're talking about revolution, talking about, you know, taking arms and stuff like that. Of course, you don't want to do that. You don't want to play in their hands. They, and they'll just, you know, institute martial law and things like that. And you don't want that. You don't want that at all. I think we can fight them. Eric Hofschmidt had a great suggestion. Economic means. You know, the money. It's money and power. You take away the money from them. You know, don't pay your income tax. Make a conscious decision, this year, I'm not going to pay these bastards anymore. Suppose that. I mean, I don't want to finance these freaking wars and these freaking lies that go on. I don't want to be part of this anymore. You know, each person make that decision. What are you going to do? Don't pay it. Screw them. You know, suppose that. I mean, what else you going to do, you know? And gas. Take a week each week. Boycott one Exxon. And the week after, boycott Mobil. You know, just don't buy the damn gas. And see what things might happen, you know? And it's nonviolent and it'll be effective. And it's safe. And the way it is safe because it keeps us out of prison. It keeps us out of FEMA prison. It keeps us being killed. It keeps us out there to do things more. I know it's a topic. A lot of times when I first started this, the outrage you feel and the anger I can't describe. You just want to go in there, you want to kill every one of them. But you can't, of course. You can't do that. You can't take that step. And after a while, you realize it starts sinking in. Well, I got to take these different efforts. I got to go to nonviolent. I got to do this protest and all that. Then there's a sort of feeling, it's not going anywhere. You know, you get a feeling you keep on, you're spinning your wheels, and you get in a little depression, you know. And I admit, I've been depressed a little bit here. I mean, it's part of the cycle that every person goes through when they first hear about things that they can't believe they happen. I mean, when the illusion has been taken down and reality sinks in, they cannot believe this. They just can't believe what they're hearing and what they're seeing. And it's incredible. And, like I say, it's a cycle of outrage, anger. Then they try to do something, and then you get frustrated because people don't feel the same way you do about it. Then you start going into depression because of that. You know, and then it's all part of the cycle. It's all part of the cycle. And what comes out of that is a person, I think, is a patriot. And you'll kick ass and you'll, I don't know, that's what I can say, but that's enough. You get the point. Get your ass out there and protest, okay? Take care. Have a nice New Year. Bye.